The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi. My name is Trevor. I'm calling from Trampoline Park, and I was looking for Shannon, who has a party scheduled.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hi, Shannon. So, you have a party scheduled here in a couple days for, a 10-year-old's birthday party?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm calling you to let you know that, you're, like, that's not, no.
What? What are you talking about now?
Well, we have to, unfortunately cancel your reservation for the 10-year-old birthday party at our trampoline, establishment. So.
No, that's not okay. What are you talking about?
Well, so something came up, and then now, like, we can't have the party for, your 10-year-old?
No, I booked this, like, 2 months ago, and the party is about to happen. The invitations have gone out. No, that's not okay. What happened? We already put a deposit down. You have our money. What happened?
Okay, so
you're about to ruin my kid's party.
So there was like another person that needed the park on that day, and so
are you kidding me? You're giving this to somebody else instead of me who booked it, and you have my deposit?
Well,
no, that is not okay.
Unfortunately, ma'am, we needed the trampoline park reserved for the hours that you have your 10-year-old's birthday party because Miss Hopsalot needs it.
Who the is Miss Hopsalot? Is that a bunny? Is that that's not a human?
It is a bunny. Yes, it's my bunny.
Are you kidding me? It's a bunny?
Yeah. So a little bit about me. My name is Trevor, and I work at the trampoline park. Obviously,
I don't care.
Okay. And so I have a bunny.
And you have a bunny that is taking my kid's birthday party away from him?
Well,
are you kidding?
We can reschedule it for another time if you want.
No.
But
that is his birthday, and the invitations have gone out, and you already have my money.
I have a TikTok account that has, like, hella likes, and it centers around my bunny, Miss Hopsalot, and so people have been requesting that I film a video of her, like, jumping around on a trampoline, and so this is the only time that I could really do it.
Okay, and this is really, well, but you can't, because it's my kid's party, so do it literally any other time, but my kid is having his party.
Okay, so what I can do is maybe, like, split the time if you guys are okay splitting your party with Mrs. Hopsalot.
No, nobody is splitting a party with a rabbit. What are you talking about? I don't give a f*** about Mrs. Hopsalot or whatever and TikTok and all of that crap. I do not care. It's my kid's 10-year birthday party, and he's having it at the park.
Okay, but I have hella followers on TikTok, and they're, like, expecting
this. I don't give a sh** about your TikTok followers. I do not care.
Okay, but
do not hear me. Do this any other time. Do it after hours. I don't give a crap. But you're not ruining my kid's birthday party because of a freaking rabbit.
Your son is 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming
he's a human child who's 10 years old.
Would he like to have a bunny at his party? Because maybe there's a way I could tie it in and...
I don't want you anywhere near this party. Absolutely not. I'm done with you. Let me talk to your manager.
Let me just make sure I got what you're saying so I can make sure I'm clear. You want to speak with my manager about,
1,000%. 1,000%.
Okay.
About you being a crazy bunny man who wants to ruin my kid's party.
So you want to talk with him about what dates you can choose for the next...
I do not want to talk to you anymore. I'm done with you. Give me your manager.
Would you like to talk to Ms. Hoffs a lot?
No. And also, I really... What is wrong with you? No, I do not want to talk to your buddy. This is the weirdest conversation I've ever had in my life. Like, I'm done trying to talk to you. Give me your manager.
Okay, I'll transfer you to my manager in just a second, but I do want to check on one thing. Would you like to follow
me? Stop talking to me. I don't want to follow you on TikTok. I don't want to see your bunny. I don't want to talk to, but I don't want any of those things.
Okay, well.
I want to talk to your manager.
All right, then I'll just let you know that this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your husband James set you up.
What?
It's a joke.
Shut up.
He said that you've been planning your 10-year-old's birthday party and been stressed about it, so he wanted to play a prank on you.
I am so stressed about this party, and you almost gave me a heart attack. I was going to kill a bunny.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.